We are I. I repost a lot of stuff from the Conservative Party in Canada. You know, especially a lot of what Peter Polyev says in the House of Commons. And there's a post that I reposted on my Instagram account yesterday, on my stories, which I guess ended up on Facebook too, where he's just shit-talking Justin Trudeau. Like, just 100%, there's no two ways about it. You can't skin the cat any other way. Just 100% shit-talking him. And you know, the Conservative Party is laughing. He's laughing. And then subsequently, I was laughing. It's like, what he's saying is true. Absolutely true. Like, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. But this morning, I was thinking, I'm like, is that good? Is that good what our House of Commons has turned into? You know, on one side of me says, well, it's entertaining. And it helps, you know, a younger generation of people watch, because it's not just this dry, you know, talking to the speaker, you know, passively to somebody else, so you don't directly talk to somebody, so you don't cause conflict with them, and it's just a yelling match between you and that person. You talk to the speaker and the other person hears passively, so that it helps with healthy discord. Now, I don't know if it does, because what it's morphed into now is nobody answers any of the questions the other person is saying anyway. And the thing that Pierre Polyev was saying in this specific instance was, you know, Justin Trudeau was saying like how tough it is for Canadians right now, you know, with the rising cost of food and inflation and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, like what needs to be done about it. So then Pierre gets up and he's just like, well, you know, can the prime minister let whoever know, or let know whoever's running the country right now, that things are bad for Canadians? Just mocking him, straight up mockery. Which is true, because like you have this person, Justin Trudeau, who should have never been elected the first time, who's lost the popular vote every time. Something I've talked about ad nauseum. So it's not like Canadians actually even want this person. He's clearly showed he has absolutely no skills in running a country, which shouldn't surprise anybody, because he had no skills running a business or anything beforehand. You're talking about somebody who was a drama school teacher who happened to have a certain name, who happened to be born into a certain family in a certain geographical place that allowed him to be able to be put in a position of politics, so that pretty much obviously that his dad's old school buddies, or maybe it is a little bit of influence from Klaus Schwab in the WEF, needed this little puppet to be able to be in place, to be able to do the things they wanted to do. Okay, well, fine, but like, look what it's got. And you have the NDP constantly distancing themselves, because, you know, even in the House of Commons yesterday, one of the NDP members stood up when a Conservative member of Parliament said, you know, the NDP Liberal government, and he actually stood up and asked the speaker to interject in the middle of this guy's question. And he said, please don't refer to this as an NDP Liberal government, because it's not. And so he reframes his question and says, this Liberal government supported by the NDP. Like, that's the point of where the NDP has got right now with their public support for the Liberals and what they're doing to Canadians. But again, I come back to the original question, like, is it good, is it healthy that our House of Commons, this sanctuary that is supposed to be held sacred, you know, held to a high regard, has just turned into, you know, shit-talking back and forth. It's turned into nobody answering anybody's questions, just kind of making PSAs. You know, because that's all it is like campaign talking points that they can post on social media now, because there's really no substance behind it. The substance would come behind is like the actual debate and discord that flows back and forth, but there's not. Again, it's just kind of like PSA after PSA after PSA on both sides. So again, I like many people I know, and you can see like many Canadians and even many Americans, many just people in general, just chronically and constantly asking that question is like, how do we correct this? You know, I kind of lean more into the camp all the time that I think it's so bad. Like, I honestly think it's so bad that it can't be corrected. Or the steps that it needs to take are so dramatic and so drastic that, again, it'll probably never come. Because the last time that you were at a crossroads like this, or people were at a crossroads like this, they literally went and formed new countries. Canada, the United States. They sought new land to be able to start over. Well, that's not an option anymore. That option may be the reason why that Elon Musk wants to get to Mars. You know, it's like, is that the start over? Do we need to say, okay, like, look, we fucked this up so bad. The one remaining institution in the world that may be the beacon, but if you look at what it was versus what it is now, is it still that same thing? Or are they also fucked up that still kind of shines the light? But again, it's just so far off its natural course, the course it was supposed to be on, that's unrecognizable. It's interesting. It's interesting when you look at it and say, okay, well, we know, you know, because in Canada and the United States, you get 4 years. And then you may get another. And in Canada, I think you can do three. But when you have to constantly fight for that spot, when you can't just settle in and dig your heels in and say, no, this is what we're doing, and create long-term succession planning. Like, I don't know if anymore our countries can be run in 4-year increments. And not saying that a dictatorship is any better. But the one thing that I do know is that the further that you plan out and you make minor adjustments to that plan, the better. The healthier everything, like your family, your business, everything. But the one thing that we do here provincially, municipally, and federally in Canada, is we head so far down one road, there an election comes, another party gets elected, they slam on those brakes, and they turn around and run in a completely different direction. And then 4 years later, they slam on the brakes because somebody else got reelected, and it turns and it spins in a totally different direction. It costs us billions and billions and billions of dollars as Canadians. And we don't get in anything done ever. Literally. Like, it's insane. So again, like, where's the new land? Where's the promised land? Are we doomed to be able to repeat this time and time and time again? You know, we move in, we live a good life, we fuck it up so bad, we have to go find somewhere else. And maybe this is truly the mission to Mars. And again, it's not doom and gloom at all. It's just accepting reality for what is. Like, this is just exactly what is going on. And again, it's irrefutable. You can try to deny it all you want, but it's actually happening, whether you're on the left or the right, or even a centrist. It is actually happening. So the question of the day is, what do you think can be salvaged? Or how much of it can be salvaged? Or are we doomed to be able to repeat this on Mars?